Hello and welcome back to the Poverty Podcast. I'm your host, Eleanor Thielander. One of the world's most prominent and growing issues is poverty that leads to homelessness. Many believe that the people they see suffering on the streets got there due to drug and alcohol abuse, when this is not the case for everyone. There are many factors that lead to poverty, and everyone's story is different. However, although God created every human different, He made everyone have the strength needed to survive their struggles. Poverty is considered a Catholic social teaching because each person is both sacred and created in God's image. They were made to share the goods of the earth as well as live in a community of justice. The beauty of this teaching is that we as human beings can help each other end this injustice. Nelson Mandela says just this in his quote, "Poverty is not an accident. Like slavery, it is a man-made and can be removed by the actions of human beings." This quote speaks volume to not only poverty, but every issue we as a world face. Growing up in a Catholic household and attending Catholic schools, this same idea has been instilled to me, especially at Louisville. Louisville's mission statement reads, "At Louisville, young women grow to become moral decision makers, to assume an attitude open to change and growth, and to make choices of integrity in all human areas and experience." Louisville's goal is to heal, unify, and transform this world, which is exactly what it needs. Another group that teaches these values is the Girl Scouts program. Having been a Girl Scout since the age of 5, I have done lots of volunteer work with many individuals suffering from poverty and homelessness. From my work at LA Family Housing and the Downtown's Women's Center, I have learned the importance of gratitude, empathy, and what it means to be a child of God. Someone who has taught me to be the best version of myself is my mom. I feel so lucky to have her in my life as she provides for me in unbelievable ways. That is why I chose to interview her and ask her about this pressing topic. For my interview today, I'm joined with my mother, Kristen Thielander. Kristen, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, of course.
All right, I just have a few questions to ask you about poverty and or homelessness. First off, if you could guess the percentage of Americans living in poverty and homelessness, what would your most educated guess be?
That's tough. I would say poverty, and I'm probably guessing low here, I would say 30%. And homeless, I would say 15%.
It is actually lower. According to 2017, it was 13.4% of Americans living below the poverty line, and only 500,000 people were homeless. Still a relatively big number, but not as bad as the year 2008 or 2009. Second question. In what ways have you learned more about poverty over the years by sending your children to Catholic schools?
Well, when I was younger, I went to Catholic school, kindergarten, all the way through my senior year of high school, which is one of the reasons why I send my kids to Catholic school. And one of the things that I remember from being in Catholic school is that we would always have some sort of a project or collection to help those in need. And one of the things that I liked about that is that, you know, they always varied, whether it was like a can collection or clothing collection or even just collecting money for children in other countries. I think it makes you aware of what you have, and it makes you grateful for what you have. And it also makes you a little bit sympathetic to people that don't have it quite as good as you do. So, you know, getting back to the question of sending my kids to Catholic school, and what I've learned about it is that poverty doesn't seem to go away, and there always seems to be a need, which is why I think it's important for, you know, schools, whether it be Catholic or, you know, public, to constantly teach kids and teach others, you know, to do something about it and to help out. And I think it makes us better people for doing it.
Okay, and final question. From being one of my Girl Scout leaders over the years, what would you say has been our troops' most beneficial activities in helping those facing poverty and homelessness?
I would say when we went to the woman's shelter, that was one of my favorite things. And when we decorated the shelter for Christmas, that was nice. And when we brought gifts and books to the kids, I think that was pretty special. Because those are women that are escaping abuse and really don't have anywhere to go. And I think it's, you know, it kind of gives them a boost to know that people care about them and that, you know, we're willing to bring them clothes so that they can apply for a job and that they're getting some sort of outside support. Because I think that when they get to that place, it's important for them to feel supported so they don't just feel like they're on their own, because it's a tough decision to make to leave a situation like that with your kids.
Perfect. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much, Kristen.
You're welcome.
Just as my mom said, it is extremely hard for those in poverty and homelessness to change their lives without support. That is why it's so important for every individual to be aware that they can help make change. Once everyone becomes aware and makes the effort to help, our world can truly be healed, unified, and transformed. Once again, I'm your host, Eleanor Thielander. Thank you for listening.